Let's get a look at news here this morning on this Thursday, and Nathan Cones has our update.
Thanks, John, and good morning, everyone. Just to briefly recap what John and I talked about a moment ago, officials have confirmed with media outlets that a body was recovered in a Sac County field yesterday. Around 2 p.m., the Sac County Sheriff's Office was notified by an individual that a body was located in his field, and that body was found near the same intersection where the missing Wall Lake trucker David Schultz's semi was discovered back in November of 2023. Law enforcement has not confirmed the identity of that individual, or haven't identified the body, I should say, but the family of David Schultz has confirmed with media outlets that it is him. But again, officials aren't releasing any other details at this time. And once the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Sac County Sheriff's Office officially confirmed that, Carroll Broadcasting will let you know. But looking elsewhere here, March 2024 unemployment rates here for the seven county region came in lower than both last month and last year. And that's according to Iowa Workforce Development Statistics released earlier this week. Carroll, Greene counties led the way here in the area with the lowest rates at 2.1%. Carroll's figures were unchanged from February of 2024, but were 0.4 points lower than last year. Greene's rates also remained stable from February to March, but were 0.1 points lower than in March of 2023. Ottawa County was close behind at 2.2% unemployment, 0.3 points improved from last month and last year. Sac County unemployment improved from 2.8% to 2.5% in March and was 0.4 points lower than in March of 2023. Calhoun County was the only county here in the area to see an increase in unemployment from February to March, rising from 2.4% to 2.6%. Still, Calhoun remains 0.2 points lower than 2023's figures. Guthrie and Crawford counties saw the largest month-to-month improvements here in the region. Guthrie's unemployment dropped from 4% to 2.9%, which is 0.7 points lower than this time last year. Crawford County dropped from 6.5% in February to 5.4% in March, which is still 0.4 points improved from 2023. The average shift in unemployment for the seven county region was 0.4 points lower than last month. I know that was a lot of numbers there. I do have a link to the Iowa Workforce Development's full county by county map and report. Much easier to look at there, and you can find a link to that included with this story on our website. The Iowa House of Representatives closed out the 2024 legislative session last weekend, and District 11 Representative Brian Best of Glidden joined Carroll Broadcasting Tuesday morning to recap. He says there were plenty of contentious bills at the State House this year, but overall, Best gave the session a B grade. Best says one of the biggest wins for the state in his eyes is the accelerated plan to reduce income taxes.
I'm really happy we were able to get the flat tax at 3.8 beginning January 1st of next year. So we did move that up, and we moved it from 3.9 to 3.8, which will take effect next tax year. So that was a good one.
Best, who serves as the House Transportation Committee Chair, says they also scored a significant win for Iowans regarding traffic enforcement cameras.
And so that's something that I've been, as transportation chair, have been working on for a couple years, because in the state of Iowa, we have had traffic cameras coming up everywhere, in places where they're needed and places where they're not. And traffic cameras need to be out there for a safety reason, not for a tax grab. And they were becoming a tax grab. So we did some pretty stiff regulations on getting a traffic camera in your community.
The bill does not ban traffic cams altogether, but it does require cities and counties that want to install them to prove to the Iowa Department of Transportation that there is a legitimate safety rationale. The legislation that grabbed the most headlines during the session was Governor Kim Reynolds' proposed reforms to the state's area education agencies. Under the new regulations, AEAs will receive 90% of the state funding that they currently do to provide special education services, but it allows individual districts to use the remaining 10% to contract alternative providers or to be used on district led initiatives. Best, who did not initially favor the proposed changes, explains why he voted for that reform in the end.
That was a really hard vote for me. If there was not a vote, I think it would have come back next year, and I think it could have been a tougher bill for the AEAs than what this one was. It was hard for me to vote for it, but when you put the 5.5% teacher pay raise on there, I believe we were in the bottom 10 and moved up to the top 5. So, I mean, it was pretty dramatic, the amount that beginning teachers will be paid, and there are no teachers. Nobody's even applying for those jobs, so we got to do something to get that beefed up a little bit.
The AEA reform and new teacher pay bills were functionally tied together. The bill increases the minimum pay for first-year teachers to $47,500, increasing to $50,000 in the second year. Teachers with at least 12 years of experience will now make at least $62,000. Best says the issue of pharmacy benefit managers, which he had been hoping to see addressed before his final term in office, did not make it to the governor's desk.
That's one that passed the House, again, unanimously, and that was a bill that would have improved the situation for local pharmacies, and it didn't even get to the Senate floor after it passed the House unanimously, and that's part of politics that can drive a person crazy, that a very few in the highest power can take a bill and not let it get to the floor where it might have passed the Senate unanimously as well. So politics is a strange thing, and that one is driving me crazy, though, because there is data out there of how many local small-town pharmacies we have lost in the last couple years isn't surprising to me, because when you're at the hands of a company who does not care about you as a local pharmacy, and they control everything, they hold all the cards.
Best adds that he's confident that PBM reform in Iowa will pass soon, but he wonders how many pharmacies will be lost before it finally becomes law. Best has served in the Iowa House for 5 terms and is not seeking re-election in November. Carol Broadcasting will have more from Best and his thoughts on the last decade in politics and upcoming newscasts. Again, he made his comments on Tuesday morning on KCIM, and there's a link to the full interview with this story on our website, as well as through the 1380 KCIM Podcast Center. But that's going to be wrapping up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
All right. Appreciate the update, Nathan. Thank you so much for that. We'll take a look at the weather forecast. That is next.